From WSHU Public Radio, this is Capitol Avenue.
Will members take your seats in the chamber so we can get started with our session today?
I'm Ebong Udama, WSHU Senior Political Reporter.
And I'm Tom Kuser, WSHU's Morning Edition host.
In this podcast, we try to make sense of local and national politics and events by talking to the people who are directly involved.
Despite the ugly nature of this year's presidential campaign between Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, the advertising has been more positive in the last month than any other presidential cycle since 2000. That's the finding of the Wesleyan Media Project, which tracks and analyzes ads aired in federal and state elections. Ebong, this appears to be a rather surprising finding considering the nastiness on the campaign trail.
Tom, it does seem counterintuitive, but the candidates are making their closing arguments now, and they're trying to be positive. I spoke with Erica Franklin Fowler, the co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project. Here's her interpretation of what might be going on.
I think there are two things that are going on. One is that Trump is an unusual candidate, has very unusual advertising strategy. So it's rare that a candidate would be off air. He was off air all summer. He didn't actually put up an ad until August 19th. And when he did, he actually came up with a mix of negative and contrast and no positive. We tend to see a lot of candidates start out positive, and then they'll return to it in the weeks before Election Day. We didn't see that from Trump, and he didn't put a positive spot on air until the middle of September. And so that's interesting, and that's part of the reason why it's more positive than it has been. But I think also a secondary reason is certainly with two relatively unpopular candidates, there is more need for positivity on air, I think, to some extent, to counter the overwhelmingly negative narrative that there has been of the campaign.
Ebong, I'm wondering, could it also be that Clinton's airing a lot of positive ads because she doesn't have much paid ad competition from Trump?
I think that might explain it. You know, television advertising in this presidential campaign year is down considerably from where it was in 2012. In fact, if you look at the total spots on the air over the last month, they're less than half of what we saw during the same period in 2012. Here's Fowler again talking about that.
Pro-Clinton ads are out-airing pro-Trump ads by more than 3-1. And now it is the case that Clinton has aired fewer ads than Obama did at the same time in 2012, but I think that's in part because she hasn't had any competition on air.
But Tom, I should add here that Clinton went negative this week. She started running an updated version of Lyndon Johnson's infamous Daisy ad against Barry Goldwater that ran once in the 1964 campaign. There are links to both ads on our website, but we haven't seen anything similar from the Trump campaign. He's still getting a lot of free TV time from his rallies.
Okay, but if the Trump campaign is not running many ads against Clinton, what about the rest of the Republican Party? Aren't there some Republican PACs that could have taken up the slack?
They are, but the Wesleyan Media Project finds that it's actually the campaigns of Senate Republicans that have picked up the slack. Clinton is getting attacked by Senate Republican advertising far more than Trump is by Senate Democratic advertising. As a matter of fact, 14% of the GOP ads attack Clinton. Only 2% of the Democratic ads attack Trump. Here's Fowler's take.
Republicans are invoking Clinton's name in particular as a way of signaling that their candidacy can provide an important check on a Clinton presidency. What is interesting, I think, though, is the flip comparison, that we sort of expected to see more Democratic Senate ads really going after and using Trump to try to pin that on their Republican challengers, and we've seen many fewer ads that actually do that. There's only about 2% of ads that have invoked Trump's name in an unfavorable way.
So, Ebong, since Trump has relied less on paid TV ads and found other ways, such as social media, to get the message out, does Fowler think we're seeing the demise of TV advertising in national political campaigns?
No. Fowler believes the Trump campaign is totally unusual and driven more by Trump's personality than any drastic shift in the landscape. Here's what she says.
we're certainly not calling for the death of television advertising. I think that those calls are premature. It's still a very important tool. It's just perhaps not. It's certainly not going to be the only tool. Candidates and campaigns have to think broader and have to think about reaching their audiences in multiple ways. Television advertising will remain the way in which you talk to the widest number of people in any given spot. But again, it's only one tool.
Sounds then like the TV business can count on political advertising to boost revenue for at least a few more election cycles.
Yes, I guess so.
Ebong, thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
Ebong Udamba is WSHU's senior political reporter.